Go on with Senate Bill 31. Proponents of Senate Bill 31.
This is just speaking points. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lynn Valenti, and I'm with the Department of Human Services. Senate Bill 31 is a short bill, as people recognize. However, the department thought it was important just to give a little bit of background as to why we're seeking to amend 28-9-36. We're submitting this legislation on the behalf of the Division of Rehab Services to amend state law with respect to administrative reviews of final agency decisions. Federal law requires that certain procedural due process protections for recipients of vocational rehabilitation services. Procedural due process ensures that a fair process is in place regarding the receipt of state services. Under federal law, specifically the Rehab Act, each state must have established procedures for mediation of and procedures for review of appeals of determinations made by agency personnel that affect the provision of vocational rehabilitation services. But federal law is very prescriptive, as are the federal regulations, and they frequently change. In the last about 10 years, there's been at least two changes to the federal law. In addition to the federal law, the state is required to have a state plan for vocational rehabilitation services, which describes in detail very specific procedures for due process, including notification, mediation, hearings, and how the division and the department conduct administrative reviews. And the proposed revision of South Dakota Codified Law 28-9-36 simply removes the section concerning the review of hearing officer decisions. Currently, it requires the division director to make the final review, and the federal law is changed, and with that change, it requires the review to be done by the division's secretary, or the department secretary, excuse me. So the department is seeking to repeal that section that would require review by the division director, not insert that it is that the decision be made by the department secretary, but we will promulgate that in rules, therefore doing away with the need to come in and amend the statute every time the federal government changes their law or their regulations. And that's really all we're attempting to do, and I would entertain any questions the committee would have.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hamm.
If I may, you presently have that rulemaking authority?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else have a question? If not, then thank you very much. Do we have further proponents of Senate Bill 31? Hearing none, do we have opponents of Senate Bill 31? Hearing none, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Sure. Senator Olson.
I'd move we send Senate Bill out, do pass, Senate Bill 31, do pass.
Moved Olson, seconded Dietrich. Do pass on Senate Bill 31. The clerk will call the roll.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Messenger.
Aye.
Sager.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye. Moved Dietrich, seconded Hamm. Moved to consent. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move to the consent calendar then.